Right now, anyone can do a Google search to come up with your phone number, maybe your address, personal information, information you may want to keep out of the hands of strangers. And now there's a way to get that information off Google's radar and have it removed from their search engine. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Tatum Hunter, Washington Post technology writer based in San Francisco. Thank you so much for your time. What took Google so long to offer this easier option?
Well, Google is not alone in receiving pressure about making it more difficult for bad actors or anyone really to dig up personal contact information like phone numbers and addresses. Social media companies are a great example of companies that both victims of stalking and harassment and everyday internet users are pushing to make the internet safer.
So what is Google doing specifically?
Google's making it easier to request the removal of your personal contact information from search results. So it's really important to note here that that's different than removing it from the internet itself. Wherever you're seeing your information pop up, it might still be there, but you can request that Google doesn't show it in those search engine results. So before you had to fill out a semi-wonky looking form to do that. Now, if you're using Google's Chrome browser or the Google app on your phone, you can tap on the three tiny dots right to the right of the search result that you're concerned about, and you'll see an option called About This Result pop up. You scroll down to the bottom, you might see a button that says Remove This Result or Remove Result, and then you fill out a short questionnaire explaining who you are and what the information is, why you'd like it gone, and Google says that they will take a couple of weeks to review your request.
Talk about the dangers of having your personal information out there. I mean, I'm sure they're the obvious answers, but is there anything else we're missing?
I think that a lot of people don't understand the extent of online harassment and stalking until it happens to them. Women, people of color, and members of the LGBTQ community are really frequent victims of this, especially if there's someone in the public eye. There's more tools now to help deal with stalking and harassment, such as services that submit data deletion requests on your behalf, things that maybe filter your Twitter mentions. But this is still a really widespread issue, and companies, employers have been slow to figure it out.
You mentioned that people can sign up for alerts if their personal information shows up in new searches. How does that happen?
So early next calendar year, Google says you can sign up for an alert if new personal information, personal contact info, appears in search results so that you can get a jump on requesting its removal.
Interesting. Tatum, thank you so much for your time. Tatum Hunter, Washington Post technology writer based in San Francisco.